Welcome and Sabbath blessing to all the precious family that are joining us in the room. For those that will be listening over the phone, also over the radio, and later on the recording, Sabbath blessing everyone on this beautiful sunny Sabbath, July 13, 2019. This is our lesson 282. It's a new chapter, chapter 62, entitled The Feast at Simon's House. Our opening hymn to our theme of our new chapter is entitled, I'd Rather Have Jesus. If any one of the little ones or the parents would like to join in the hymn, you may unmute your mic.
I'd rather have Jesus than silver or gold. I'd rather be His than have riches untold. I'd rather have Jesus than houses or lands. I'd rather be led by His nail-pierced hand than to be the king of a vast domain, or be held in sin-dressed way. I'd rather have Jesus than anything His word afford today.
I'd rather have Jesus than men's applause. I'd rather be faithful to His dear cause. I'd rather have Jesus than worldwide fame. I'd rather be true to His holy name than to be the king of a vast domain, or be held in sin's red slay. I'd rather have Jesus than anything this world affords today.
He's fairer than lilies of rarest bloom. He's sweeter than honey from out the comb. He's all that my hungering spirit needs. I'd rather have Jesus and let Him be than to be the king of a vast domain, or be held in sinless way. I'd rather have Jesus than anything this world affords today. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, dear brethren. If any one of the little ones, mommies or daddies, or even our guests, would like to open with prayer, may you unmute your mic, dear ones.
We could all kneel, bow our heads and our hearts. Our Father, we thank you for letting us be able to have this blessed day. We thank you for letting us be able to wake us up this morning. We thank you for letting us be able to have another blessed day. Be with us as we start yet another biblical study. Let us be able to keep on cherishing all the lessons that we learn of, and keep them in memory, and even use them in action when time is right. Be with us wherever we go. Be with any of us who may be under the weather, who may be ill or injured or in any way in a bad condition. Also, we pray that you may be able to even help with some of the brethren who couldn't make it today or off with other things due on Sabbath. Let us be able to keep on showing our reverence unto thee every day, especially on this day. Let us be able to also keep on fighting the good fight and keep on helping many people learn as much as they can. We pray also that you may be able to be our protection against all the temptations that the devil makes against us and any other perils that may come. We love you, Lord God, looking forward to being in the day when you will set us free from all sin. This is my prayer, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Our opening scripture to our study today is taken from the book of Mark, chapter 14, verse 1 from the King James Version, and it reads, "After 2 days was the feast of the Passover and of unleavened bread, and the chief priests and the scribes sought how they might take him by craft and put him to death." This Sabbath, boys and girls, we will begin a new chapter of our lesson entitled The Feast at Simon's House in our study book, Desire of Ages. If anyone of the dear family would like to take the following verses, may you unmute your mic, dear ones.
God blessings everyone. Matthew chapter 26, verse 6. "Now when Jesus was in Bethany, in the house of Simon the leper," and then it goes to John chapter 12, verse 1. "Then Jesus, 6 days before the Passover, came to Bethany, where Lazarus was, which had been dead, whom he raised from the dead." John chapter 12, verse 9. "Much people of the Jews therefore knew that he was there, and they came not for Jesus' sake only, but that they might see Lazarus also, whom he had raised from the dead." Amen.
Ecclesiastes 9:5. "For the living know that they shall die, but the dead know not anything, neither have they any more of a war, for the memory of them is forgotten." Ecclesiastes 9:6. "Also their love and their hatred and their envy is now perished. Neither have they any more portion forever in anything that is done under the sun."
John 11:55, King James Version. "And the Jews' Passover was nigh at hand, and many went out of the country, out to Jerusalem, before the Passover, to purify themselves." John 11:56. "Then sought they for Jesus, and speak among themselves, as they stood in the temple, what think ye that he will not come to the feast?"
God bless everyone. Continuing the reading, John 11:57. How both chief and priests and the Pharisees had given the commandment that if any man knew where he were, he should show it, that they might take him.
Amen. Praise the Lord. And Sabbath blessing to all the dear brethren that are just coming in. Today we will cover pages 557 to 558. We are in Desire of Ages, page 557. If anyone of the dear remnant family would like to take the first paragraph, may you unmute your mic.
Desire of Ages, page 557. Simon of Bethany accounted a disciple of Jesus. Simon of Bethany was accounted a disciple of Jesus. He was one of the few Pharisees who had openly joined Christ's followers. He acknowledged Jesus as a teacher in hope that he might be the Messiah, but he had not accepted him as a savior. His character was not transformed. His principles were unchanged. Amen.
The Desire of Ages, page 557. Simon had been healed of the leprosy, and it was this that had drawn him to Jesus. He desired to show his gratitude. And at Christ's last visit to Bethany, he made a feast for the Savior and his disciples. The feast brought together many of the Jews. There was, at this time, much excitement at Jerusalem. Christ and his mission were attracting greater attention than ever before. Those who had come to the feast closely watched his movements, and some of them with unfriendly eyes. Desire of Ages, page 557, paragraph 2.
Amen. Good job, everyone. Question, boys and girls and remnant family. What did Simon of Bethany not accept Jesus as, and what was brought about in him? And what drew Simon the leper to Jesus? And one more there once. And how did he show him his gratitude? If you know the answer to the question there once, may you unmute your mic.
He had not accepted him as his Savior. His character was not transformed, and his principles were unchanged. And Simon had been healed of leprosy. This is what drew him to Jesus, and he desired to show his gratitude at Christ's last visit to Bethany, for which he made a feast for the Savior and his disciples.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's learn our first beautiful scripture song together, dear ones. And this one is taken from the book of Jeremiah. Jeremiah chapter 31, verses 3, from the King James Version margin.
Everlasting love, therefore with loving kindness have I drawn thee. I have loved thee with an everlasting love, an everlasting love. Jeremiah 31.
Amen. Praise the Lord. This beautiful scripture song was taken from the section, God's Love, from Scripture Song Singers. Let us continue in our study there once. We are in Desire Ages, yes? page 557.
The Savior had reached Bethany only 6 days before the Passover, and according to his custom had sought rest at the home of Lazarus. The crowds of travelers who passed on to the city spread the tidings that he was on his way to Jerusalem, and that he would rest over the Sabbath at Bethany. Among the people there was great enthusiasm. Many flocked to Bethany, some out of sympathy with Jesus, and others from curiosity to see one who had been raised from the dead. This is Desire of Ages 557, paragraph 3.
Amen. Question, boys and girls, remnant family. Where had Jesus sought rest for the Passover according to his custom? And why was there such a great enthusiasm among the people? And what were the reasons that many flocked to Bethany? If you know the answer to the question, Zoan, may you unmute your mic?
The answer is, he had sought rest at the home of Lazarus, and many flocked to Bethany, some out of sympathy with Jesus, and others from curiosity to see one who had been raised from the dead. And continuing, many expected, they were surprised that he told them nothing. He had nothing of this kind to tell. Inspiration declares, the dead know not anything. Their love and their hatred and their envy is now perished. Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 5 and 6. But Lazarus did have a wonderful testimony to bear. In regards to the work of Christ, he had been raised from the dead for this purpose. With assurance and power, he declared that Jesus was the Son of God. Desire of Ages, page 557, paragraph 4. And also, on the slide, just also, 1 second, it's Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 6, King James Version. Also, their love and their hatred and their envy is now perished. neither have they any more a portion forever in anything that is done under the sun. And also there is Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 5. For the living know that they shall die, but the dead know not anything, neither have they any more a reward. Amen.
Amen. Good job, everyone. Question, dear Remnant family, boys and girls, and also our guests. Why did many expect to hear from Lazarus, and why were they surprised that he told them nothing? And what does inspiration declare about the dead? If you know the answer to the questions, dear one, may you unmute your mic.
Many expected to hear from Lazarus a wonderful account of seeing his witness after death. He had nothing of this kind to tell inspirations, declares. The dead know not anything, their love and their hatred and their envy is now perished. Ecclesiastes 9, 5 and 6.
Amen. So let's learn another scripture song together, dear ones. And this one is taken from the book of John, chapter 3, verse 16 from the King James Version.
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. John 3:16.
Amen. This beautiful song was also taken from scriptures. Singer songs in this section, Pillars of Faith. Let us continue in our study, dear ones. We are in This Eye of Ages, page 558. If anyone of the dear family would like to take the paragraph, may you unmute your mic.
This Eye of Ages, 558. The report carried back to Jerusalem by the visitor of Bethany increased the excitement. The people were eager to see and hear Jesus. There was a general inquiry as to whether Lazarus would accompany him to Jerusalem, and if the prophet would be crowned king of the Passover at the Passover. The priests and rulers saw that their hold upon the people was still weakening, and their rage against Jesus grew more bitter. Next slide, please. Continuing the reading, we're still at page 558. They could hardly wait for the opportunity of removing him forever from their way. As time passed, they began to fear that after all, he might not come to Jerusalem. They remember how often he had buffeted their murderous design, and they were fearful that he had now read their purpose against them and will remain away. They could ill conceal the anxiety and question among themselves, what think ye that he will not come to the feast? Desire Ages, page 558, paragraph 1. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, dear sister. And we have another question, dear Remnant family, little ones and guests. Why did the priests and rulers' rage against Jesus grow bitterly stronger? Also, what did they begin to fear? And being fearful, could they ill conceal their anxieties? If you know the answer to the question, dear ones, may you unmute your mic.
The answer is the priests and rulers saw that their hold upon the people was still weakening, and as time passed, they began to fear that after all he might not come to Jerusalem. They remembered how often he had baffled their murderous designs, and they were fearful that he had now read their purposes against him and would remain away. Desire of Ages, page 558. A council of the priests and Pharisees was called. Since the raising of Lazarus, the sympathies of the people were so fully with Christ that it would be dangerous to seize upon him openly. So the authorities determined to take him secretly and carry on the trial as quietly as possible. They hoped that when his condemnation became known, the fickle tide of public opinion was set in their favor. The Desire of Ages, page 558, paragraph 2.
Good job, everyone. Question, dear Remnant family. Boys and girls, mommies and daddies, and also our guests. Why were a council of the priests and Pharisees called? And why did the authorities determine to take him secretly and carry on the trial as quietly as possible? If you know the answer to the questions, dear one, may you unmute your mic.
The answer is, since the raising of Lazarus, the sympathy of the people was so fully with Christ that it would be dangerous to seize upon him openly. They hoped that when his condemnation became known, the fickle tides of public opinion was set in their favor.
Amen. We are in Desire Pages, page 558. If anyone of the dear family would like to take the next paragraph, may you unmute your mic.
Thus they proposed to destroy Jesus, but so long as Lazarus lived, the priests and rabbis knew that they were not secure. The very existence of a man who had been 4 days in the grave and who had been restored by a word from Jesus would sooner or later cause a reaction. The people would be avenged on their leaders for taking the life of one who could perform such a miracle. The Sanhedrin therefore decided that Lazarus also must die. To such lengths do envy and prejudice lead their slaves. The hatred and unbelief of the Jewish leaders had increased until they would even take the life of one whom infinite power had rescued from the grave. Desire of Ages, 558, paragraph.
Question, dear Remnant family, why did the priests and rabbis know that they were not secure to destroy Jesus so long as Lazarus lived? And what would the increased hatred and unbelief of the Jewish leaders lead towards Jesus? If you know the answer to the question, dear ones, may you unmute your mic.
Answer. The priests and rabbis knew the very existence of a man who had been 4 days in the grave and who had been restored by a word from Jesus would sooner or later cause a reaction. And to such lengths do envy and prejudice lead their slaves until they would even take the life of one whom infinite power had rescued from the grave.
Amen. So let's learn our last scripture song together, dear ones. And this one is taken from the book of Psalms, from the King James Version, Psalms chapter 1, verses 1 to 3.
Let it change in darkness, he shall be, trees of the hills of me, like a tree, like a tree. I'm waiting for this very season. This deep awesome shall never be left, and the flowering dew shall blossom, and he shall be like a tree, planted by the rivers of water, sun and the land as he comes through and free.
Amen. This beautiful scripture song also was taken from Scripture Song Singer in the section Promise, or Promises. Well, dear ones, we have come to the end of the first section of our Children's Sabbath School lesson. And this is the section where we ask all the precious little ones to come very close for some story time. And our dear brother Dick will be the one to narrate it.
Good morning, boys and girls. It's story time. It's July the 13th of 2019, but believe it or not, today is my brother's birthday, and I'm going to go and sing happy birthday to him this afternoon. Our piece today is entitled, Praise to God Brings Courage. And our verse says, and when Jehoshaphat, the king, had consulted with the people, he appointed singers unto the Lord, and that should praise the beauty of holiness as they went out before the army, and to say, praise the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever. 2 Chronicles 20:21. Can you imagine going out to a battle and instead of sending the soldiers out first, to send somebody out to sing? Well, the Lord does things differently than we do. And he appointed singers unto the Lord that they should praise the beauty of holiness as they went out before the army. They praised God for the victory. And 4 days thereafter, the army returned to Jerusalem laden with the spoils. When armies went out to battle in times past, they carried gold and silver and other precious and useful things with them. These, the winners would pick up and take home with them. So they were laden with the spoils of their enemies, singing praise for the victory won. Do you not think that if more of this were done now, our faith and courage, our hope, courage, and faith would be revived? He is talking about the singing and the praising of God, not the collecting of spoils. Would not the hands of the soldiers who are standing in defense of the truth be strengthened? If there were much more praising the Lord and far less doleful recitation of discouragements, many more victories would be gained. Doleful recitation of discouragement. That is, complaining about their difficulties and blaming their leaders for all their troubles. God is the eternal, uncreated fountain of all good. That means he lives forever and provides everything that's good to his people. He even provides good things to the bad people. All who trust in him will find him to be this, or the foundation or source of all good things. To those who serve him, looking to him as their heavenly Father, he gives assurance that he will fulfill his promise, plural promises. He says, see, I protected and provided for your fathers, and I'll do the same thing for you. His joy will be in their hearts. They'll be happy. And their joy will be full. That means they couldn't be happier. It is our privilege to open our hearts and let the sunshine of Christ's presence in. My brother and sister, Face the light, that means look to God for help. Come into actual personal contact with Christ. Actual personal contact, that means you talk with him like you talk with your friends. That you may exert or show an influence that is uplifting and reviving. Okay. After that commercial, I shall continue. We're supposed to encourage others. Let your faith be strong and pure and steadfast. That means unchangeable. Let gratitude or thanksgiving to God fill your hearts. When you rise in the morning, kneel at your bedside and ask God to give you strength to fulfill the duties of the day. Children, do you know what duties are? Well, for you it might mean to make up keep your bedroom neat and put your clothes away, maybe your toys too. And ask God to give you strength to meet its temptations. What are temptations today? The Bible says God tempts nobody, so the temptations must come from the devil. Ask him, God, to help you to bring into your work Christ's sweetness of character. Ask him to help you to speak words that will inspire or encourage those around you with hope and courage and draw you nearer to the Savior. That's from Sons and Daughters of God, page 199. And our verse again says, and when he, Jehoshaphat, the king, had consulted with the people, he appointed singers unto the Lord, and that should praise and the beauty of holiness as they went out before the army, and say, praise the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever. That's 2 Chronicles 20, verse 21. Do any of you children recognize this little song? Praise him, all you little children. God is love, God is love. Praise him, all you little children. God is love, If you don't, maybe you'll get a chance to learn it here in the future. All right. Thank you for listening, and I'll get out of here and turn it back to Rose.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I love that song also, dear Brother Dave. Next week, dear ones, we will be reviewing part one of our lesson, The Feast of Simon House. Please have your question, if there's any, or anything that you would like to share with your dear Remnant family, dear. You can either send it before Thursday or even after Thursday, or if not, you can hold it until we meet next Saturday. If any one of the little ones, mommies or daddies, or even our guests would like to close with prayer, may you unmute your mic, dear ones.
We can kneel and bow our heads in our hearts. Our Father, we thank you for letting us be able to have this blessed day. We thank you for having this blessed study. We pray that you may be able to keep on studying more and more every day, and that we may be able to be closer and to follow in thee and to learn everything concerning thee. And pray also that you may be able to preach the word, and how hopefully there will be many who will listen to us. Let us be able to always be considerate of others. Let us also be self-forgetful and always care of others before ourselves. Let us be able to keep on the Sabbath holy. Let us be able to be diligent in all of our work and have them all accomplished properly. I also pray that you may be able to help with any of us who may be under the weather once more. Be with our brethren wherever they may be, whether they be close or far away, at work or at home, resting. Let us be able to always be grateful for everything you've given us and always keep on looking to thee if we have any troubles that we can't get through on our own. Also pray that you may, Father, we pray also that you may be able to heal if any of us get hurt and even to help each other solve solution. That way we may be able to have peace be restored between us and even if there was trouble with anyone else as well. We love the Lord God, looking forward to being the land you promised us. This is a prayer in Jesus' precious and holy name. Amen.
In Jesus' name, amen. Well, dear one, next Sabbath, by God's grace, we will continue our part two review of chapter 62, entitled The Feast at Simon's House. And that will be held, dear ones, July 20, 2019. We also prepare activities for the whole entire family to be able to enjoy and continue on the dialogue of our new chapter. I hope and pray everyone was blessed, dear one, and may you have a blessed and happy Sabbath, dear ones.